bing me. You bing me, I'll slap a hoe.
Emails.podbean.com.
It's Google, motherfucker.
Welcome to the call to Ian, you cop-sucking motherfucking dog shit ass cunt bitch.
Welcome to the Emails Podcast. I'm the only comedian that puts out new material every week.
Every week.
You're going to hear 5 minutes of my set.
5 minutes.
And then you're going to hear me hanging out with Leroy.
Yeah.
It might not be 5 minutes, but I think we have 4 minutes tonight.
Oh, yeah, about four and a half.
So you're going to listen to this set, and then me and Leroy are going to hang out and talk about comedy and shit.
Yeah, I hope y'all enjoy it. It was hilarious. Good shit, E.
Stay tuned.
Blooka, blooka. Bow, bow, bow.
Rashad Clark. Let's keep that excitement going for Ian Ellis. Man, Rashad is super urban. He's got zippers on his kneecaps. I'm playing with that. The first comic, he looked like Urkel if he got stuck in Stefan's body. You can only cover up so much of that personality. He's a nerd. He loves the ladies. I'm just saying hi. Relax, man. I got a wife. Because that's a conversation I have with my wife. Just anything she says, I turn it into a reason she should give me a blowjob. My stomach hurts. You know what would be good for that? Look at this dick! I have a headache. You should suck my dick. I've run out of ways to be creative about it. Just walk around with my dick out. Married! You're always telling me I can't fuck other girls. Like I'm gonna forget. Bring a bitch home and pictures of us all over the walls. Like, what the fuck? I'm like, I forgot. And then she has a stomachache. I told her to suck my dick. Told you this shit worked. Cure migraines. Super dick. Ever meet someone you just want to tell them you're terrible at your job? I hope this isn't what you want to do with the rest of your life. This isn't you. Stop it. I felt that way at a funeral. Worst priest ever. He looked at his watch. I was like, do you have someplace better to be? Next one, pussy. Other than this and pussy, what's more important? What are you going The Bible's got a lot of great stories. It's basically how God thinks. Like, who the fuck ordained you? I understand if you're flipping burgers. Turned up. He's 40! He bombed at a funeral. Right, my name's Ian Ellis. I love you. Good night.
Alright, man, we just arrived. restaurant. I got to see my dude Ivan tonight. Shout out to Ivan Ishkoff.
Ivan, what's up, big hum?
He's got two podcasts out there. He's got one he does with Kengar. I can't remember the name. And then one he does with a dude named Frank. I think it's called Ivan and Frank. So go check out his podcast. He's super funny.
Hell yeah.
He's out in LA doing big things. You know, you might be back next week.
Yeah.
So we're facing choices.
Honestly, it might be this week. Yeah, it's called choices, man. I got a lot of choices.
See, it's like, I want to tell you to do, like, the responsible thing of, like, stack more paper, you know, make moves when you got first and last month's rent and all this stuff. Yeah. But at the same time, you know, the universe responds to boldness.
Yeah.
And last time, you just rolled out with nothing. And within 24 hours, you know, had a job, had a place. Yeah. You know, you got it cracking.
Pretty much.
So, it was, you know, I'm almost like a parent where I'm like, you know, I want to watch out for you. But at the same time, we got to let you be you.
Yeah. And you know what? I appreciate that, bro. And that's a part of the choices. You got to weigh out the pros and the cons. And you got to learn from your past experiences. And there's a lot of stubbornness in me. Like, you know what I'm saying? I had a homie, KB, point that out. You know, I appreciate you, KB. There's a lot of stubbornness about me. And you got to push that ego and pride to the side.
Get it from your mom.
I know I do get it from my mom, but I got it from this world too, man. This world will make you like that when you don't, when things are definitely not in your favor since birth. But no complaints, because so, it's made me the person I am.
I went out to LA, and when I came back, I was telling comics, like, you can't leave soon enough. Yeah. Like, there's so many talented people out here, and I'm like, nothing we do here really matters. Like, you really got to be in LA or New York.
That?
Nothing we do out here really matters.
It really doesn't, guys.
Just relax.
Like, for real.
You're here to get good.
Yeah, pretty much.
This doesn't count.
No, you know what? Let me take that back. It does, because it's the backbone of everything. This is your foundation. You know what I mean?
Unless you're Ian Ellis. Then you're... This is it. Man, the industry going to have to come to me. I'm the only one putting out new material. Listen to me instead of people on TV.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm throwing down now.
You really are. Gloves are off.
I'm going Lil Wayne. Greatest rapper alive.
Hey, for real. That's how it is when you're a dad, bro.
But if you're really into comedy, like, you got no reason to not be following me and not be telling people about me.
True.
But LA is a different animal. It's a different beast. And it's got different stakes. And, you know, you're hungry to get back there.
I am.
How do you feel like you changed since you came back? Because this was like a rough growing period. You had to learn some shit.
Honestly, I did, bro. And I learned a lot. It was like transformation. Like, you know, when you're already...
Cocoon.
It really is. It's like you're regrowing again. You're back in the cocoon. And this time it was different because it was a sense of urgency and a sense of fear. Maybe you might not get this again. So stay tuned to everything. Be woke. And what I learned was a lot about myself.
Ain't no more butterflies.
Man, it's none.
This time it's a shark coming out.
Man, it has to be.
Shark Week.
Man, for real Shark Week. It's going down.
About to go race Michael Phelps.
Man, I'm racing. You know what? I'm racing myself and raising that bar up. But.
Well, like Chappelle, when he was, Hollywood was calling. And while that was happening, his dad was dying. And, like, he missed being there when his dad died. And it became, like, real life versus the bullshit of Hollywood. But the bullshit of Hollywood is how you make moves to be doing your dream. And so you're caught up in that where, like, you came back for some real reasons. Like, real life was, like, knocking on the door. Like, hey, what you doing?
Yeah.
Guess what's going on?
Hey, and you got to respond to it. You got choice. You got, all right, should I stay and continue doing what I'm doing? It's a good success coming from it. Or do I go back and take care of the person that I love? You know what I'm saying? Like,
you only get one family.
Honestly.
You're going to get a million breaks.
Yeah. No one, and that's true. I think the universe, like, I'm not trying to get no reward because this is our motherfucking job. But, you know, I don't see anything bad coming from it.
Well, now it's time to go back. So now you're going back a little bit more hardened, a little bit more more woke about what the world is, about what's important.
Nope. And you know what's important? What's important is my motherfucking goals. Like, the goals that you set for yourself are the most important things that, I mean, besides the common sense, like, yo, you got to pay for rent and shit like that, but your goals, no matter what, work hard towards that shit. There hasn't been a more guaranteed feeling like, yo, I'm about to make it. I'm about to tear this shit up. Like, there's no, it's a feeling I can't even describe. It's cockiness, it's all of that, but I don't give a fuck.
It's hard to give a fuck when you have a lot of real life.
Honestly, it is. Because you know, at any given fucking moment, it can get snatched from you. At any given moment. And what the fuck do you do then?
You see people out there, they're just like spoiled kids. Where they're just like, I deserve to be here. Yeah. And you're like, yo, it ain't easy. So shut the fuck up.
Honestly, sometimes I don't even say nothing to me because a humble beginnings, like, I had it rough, bro. I don't even say nothing. I take this shit in stride. You look at your surroundings, taking in strides, come up with a solution, stick to that shit, work that shit out, and like just be a man or a woman of your word. It's more of a man for me.
They always say, did you just come out the closet?
No, man, I was thinking about a homie. You know, Bizzle, what up, fool? But
they say like if you really want to pursue this, you gotta do it with no net, which is foolish. Well, I mean, depends on what age you are. If you're 20, have fun. If you're in your teens, have fun. Like, until you're like 27, be reckless. Like, you know, go move someplace. Go travel around. It'll do nothing but like shape you and make you a better human being. But at some point, it's like you got kids to take care of. You got family to take care of. Choices. You got to decide like, am I gonna have long term relationships?
Slowest turn ever. You know what? The way I look at it, like, I know this might, it's very selfish to a lot of people, but I feel like you got one life, you go for it. Like, you're gonna get what you work hard for. Like, it's common sense. Like, it's common sense. Like, you know, it's one of those, it's a guaranteed thing. I've never seen somebody work for something and what they really want and didn't get it.
You stick around long enough, you definitely do something in comedy. I ran into one of my homies the other day, and I was telling him what I was doing, and he's like, hey, you last one still pursuing the dream.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, shit, I guess I can't give up now.
You can, bro. Everybody, you just got to figure out that plan and what works for you. There's successful people who are cool. Like, we'll probably call them the weekenders. You know, they like going to a couple local clubs. They'll plan it out. They won't even work the whole year. Like, yeah, man, they got their own thing. Yeah. And it is what it is. I don't worry about that. I just worry about me.
I was talking to my dude Grade A Plus the other day, and we were talking about like what people get out of comedy. Like, I like grand ideas. I like people to change the conversation. But he was like, I like when I get to know a person, where I feel like they're telling me what their thing is. Like, what hits you about comedy? What's your favorite shit? Like, in your top five, like, why do you fuck with them?
Ooh, with me?
Yeah.
Wait, I don't know. My thing with comedy is so many different mirrors or different viewpoints that you can look at it. I just like people who go out there and make people laugh. As an audience member, that's what I look for. You know, you can kind of pick up on certain things. I like wittiness. I like the dumb shit. You can make me laugh. You're doing your job. Like, it's because we know being up there, that's some hard-ass shit. Like, we were talking about, I like bringing improv onto it. It gives a different spin on the joke. You know?
So you like that spontaneity. You like real funny.
Yeah, I do. Because, you know what?
I didn't work on this shit. I am funny.
Hey, pretty much, bro. Like, growing up, like, we always roasted each other. You know how it is growing up. Like, you always had your friends. I don't care what people say. For years, they told me who was the roast master. I was like, cool, I'm going for it. Like, that's my title. Like, I'm talking about this back in, like, second, third grade.
Master of ceremonies.
Man, you better get it right.
Except no substitute.
Man, none. But you got to go for it, man. You don't know what's going to happen. Some people say you're dumb. You're doing the same thing again. I don't really give a fuck. It is what it is.
Well, I enjoy doing it. So I'm just going to keep doing what I enjoy doing. And hopefully some success will come of it, but...
Stay positive.
I'm just gonna keep doing it anyway.
Stay positive. Success will come from it.
And by the way, I'm gonna give you better shit. So
it's good shit now. Like, I mean, if you guys want something to change or got some ideas for some future ass shit, like, you know what? Do a favor, drop an email, hit a person in the inbox, let a person know.
Post about this podcast and tell people why you listen.
Yeah.
What are you getting out of it?
That's
are
one positive thing. Like, for real, for real. People that are listening, post this podcast. and list one thing that you're getting from it. Why you listen? I challenge you. Challenge you, goddammit.
I don't even enjoy so many shows anymore. But I enjoy what I do.
Yeah, you gotta enjoy
it. I need a little bit of that rawness. I need a little bit of that uncomfortableness. I need the gunslingers.
Yeah.
Where my gunslingers at? If you're a gunslinger, hit me up. You know, if you're a new comic and you're a gunslinger, send me a set. I want to put you on the podcast. Let's go win the West together. Ooh. Let's be a bunch of bandits.
I like that. We are the Wild Wild West, man. I like that idea, man. We'll see how many people do it. I have faith in humanity. I have faith in you guys, man. Let's go out there and do it. Teamwork make the dream work.
So you got any messages you want to leave them out on? This might be your last episode. Yeah, at least last episode for a minute.
Right. But yeah, from a distance, I definitely do it. I just want to keep growing and keep getting myself out there. But
one day the family will unite.
Man, you already know.
Why So Funny? Gonna be doing some big shit.
Yeah, you already know.
Kimberly Marion.
KB, what up?
Joe the Gang.
JD, what up?
Corey,
what's up?
Leroy Higgs.
Yo, man, right here.
Ian Ellis.
Ian, what up?
Eskimo Bros, unofficial fam.
Podcast, man, check them out.
We just gonna be doing funny shit. By the way, listen to Eskimo Bros, because they just the funniest dudes I know. Yeah. They're real funny. And, like, it doesn't even have to be topical. Like, we just gonna be funny anyway. The most listened to episode is called Idiocracy. So I guess go check that out, because I get, like, two or three tweets a week where they're like, fucking love this episode.
That's love. Final words, man. My final words, man. Hey, guys, when it comes to choices, listen to yourself. Don't overthink it. Listen to yourself. Have a plan. Have it worked out. If you don't have a plan fully worked out, man, the only thing you can do is just leave. You know, that's where you'll know where you'll mess up at, and you need to fix it. And go from there. Like, be ready for the unexpected.
In case this is the last episode where we hear from you for a while.
Yeah.
We've been turning up.
Oh, man. Oh, man. We've
been having fun for about 2 months.
Hey, man. We've been getting in. Like, great times.
You've been enjoying the show?
Fuck yeah.
What you been getting out of the show?
Man, my favorite thing is how Ian breaks everything down, like, on a philosophical level, man. And we just have great conversations, man. We kick the bobos. And we're just, man, y'all don't even know, man, on a deeper level, man. Man, you don't even know. We be trying to drop gems, knowledge on the listeners.
This is how it should be done.
Yeah, honestly, it should.
This style. Yeah, this style.
I love, man, that's style. The style. Style. Swag, baby. That's swag.
So this, you know, I got to get to know you guys. You got to get to know me. So yeah. Keep talking to me. And wish Leroy luck. He's heading back to L.A.
Man, show me love out
Thoughts,
there, people.
Prayers, tweets, be with him.
Man,
and that's family. And yep. He'll be back just as soon as he can.
You know what? I'm going to do it from a distance, man. I want to keep y'all on this journey. This is going to be a journey, and we're growing this shit, man. Man.
He's going to be hitting us with the L.A. game.
Yeah.
Pulling skirts up.
Probably talking shit, like, because I don't give a fuck right now. I want y'all to know that.
He's going to be giving you the lick.
Yeah, like the lick. Like, for real. No, you're going to get the lick. What? Copyrighted.
He's going to drop some gems because he appreciates y'all listening.
Man, for real. That's what we do.
Audience make you do a lot of stuff. It's super appreciated that anybody listens to this. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you, man. Thank you, guys.
Tell a friend, goddammit.
You know what? Share.
Greatest rapper alive. All right, y'all. Peace.
All right. Adios.
Amigo.